Kevin, like, what do you have, like half a slice, man?
Yeah, no, I eat all day.
I think one of my legs is weighs more than you do.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, a pizza. It's time to eat.
All right, episode 27, Charred, a New Haven pizza show. What's going
two
on?
27, baby.
It's Kevin
two
Begley.
Seven.
We got Frank Zabski, 27. And Frank, you know what this Sunday is.
National Pizza Day.
And the 1 year anniversary of our first episode ever.
Boom.
Yes. Very good.
Yes.
So we got an exciting episode today. As you can see, we're out on location, our first on location episode of 2025 here at Pasta Vest in Guilford.
Who would have thunk it?
Not me. No, I've heard a lot about this place. I know you've been here a bunch.
Yeah.
We have some coworkers who live in Guilford who love it here. So we're so excited to get out here. And the next episode, episode 28, we're actually going to do a whole episode about Pasta Vest. So
we absolutely are.
All right. So National Pizza Day this Sunday.
Yep.
Before we get to National Pizza Day, we have a couple. You know, it's the new year. We got a couple new charred products that have come in. Yeah, a couple gifts, belated Christmas gifts. So the first is stickers. We now have official stickers, which came out awesome. So we got the big style. Look at this. We got the giant stickers.
So we're gonna put those on all the places that we go to visit. We're going to put those on the doors if they allow us to.
Yeah.
So the other ones that we've went to in 24, we're going to go back and we're going to hit you up for these babies.
And then we got these little stickers. Look at these little guys. Adorable. These are like little laptop, water bottle, you know, stickers to put anywhere. Good for kids to play with. So if you ever see us out, you know, we'll make sure we have some of these with us. Maybe we could do an event where we give out stickers. We do some sort of where we invite all the listeners and viewers to come and hang out with us and have pizza.
Maybe when we do the pizza parking lot thing.
Yeah, the parking lot pizza. Yeah.
This is a big, big char. That's a baby char.
Right.
Big char, baby char.
Where's the schmedium? The schmedium
is somewhere
in between. And look at this shirt. We have the hats already, but look at the shirt Frank's got. Yep. I love that.
Not for sale. Don't ask.
Oh, it's like
this
one
limited
of a kind?
Limited edition.
Yeah.
Limited edition, baby.
I got to get me one of those.
Well, I just happen to have
one. Oh, yeah.
Check it out, baby.
Let's see. Large? Yeah. I'm going to put it on right now.
Take it. Do
it. Here, you talk while I put it on. This place smells good.
Oh, as soon as I came in the door of this place, man, the woof of the ovens that they have going in here. We're going to have some pizza here later for our next episode. But, Kevin, man, that's like, phew.
I got like 8 shirts on now.
It fits like a glove.
I love it. Look at us. Look at us with our shirts.
Charred, baby. It's not burnt.
It's charred.
Exactly.
All right, perfect. That's for the end of the episode. All right, so what are we getting to first? National Pizza Day. Let's talk about National Pizza Day a bit.
Yeah, so National Pizza Day is this Sunday. I know that the state announced Friday there's going to be a big shindig down at the bar, at Bar in New Haven. Bunch of political people are going to be there.
That's today, Friday, because this episode comes out that Friday.
That's 100% correct.
Get excited.
But cool part about announcement that they're going to make is that Connecticut is actually going to sponsor a pizza trail.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you've sort of been talking to them a little bit about this, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What it's going to be is every county is going to have a certain amount of pizza places on the trail. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's going to be a stamp system or electronic system, but basically the whole premise is to get people to come out and try these other places in Connecticut, all over the state.
It's a great idea. Because they have, don't they have like a wine trail and a beer trail? They have all these different Connecticut trails that it makes sense to have the pizza one.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. And obviously, you know, pizza in New Haven is huge, popular, but there's pizza out throughout the rest of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So I think this kind of gives, you know, everyone else in the other counties a little, you know, put their time in the stars, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. And National Pizza Day, like we were saying off the top, like it means a lot to us because that was our first episode ever, February 9th of 2024.
That's right.
Was when we launched this show. We didn't know if it was going to last a week, a month, a couple days, or a year. And it lasted a year, which is exciting.
We're still here.
How are you celebrating on Sunday, National Pizza Day? What do you normally do? Do you make pizzas? Do you go somewhere to get pizza? Do you have it for every meal?
Yeah, well, so the problem is obviously, you know, I make a lot of pizza, I eat a lot of pizza, and I have class, generally speaking, a couple times a week.
Oh, right, yep.
So, and also things have changed because now my kids are not around, but they're actually coming home for the weekend. So I'm definitely going to make some pizza.
Yeah.
And I'll make some bar beets, which we'll talk about at some point down the line.
The bar beets, so that's bar style in
Bar, New Haven, Detroit.
Love it.
Mix. Yeah, so that's what I do. What do you do?
So I try to have pizza for every meal. I make some sort of breakfast pizza for the kids.
Kevin, like, what do you have, like half a slice, man?
Yeah, no, I eat all day.
I think one of my legs is weighs more than you do.
So yeah, National Pizza Day, I make some sort of breakfast. You know, one year I did like a scrambled egg. It actually wasn't pizza. It was like an omelet. But I did it so it looked like a pizza for the kids and like cut it with a pizza cutter and all that. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then I'll make pizza for one of the meals and then we'll order pizza. So we kind of hit like all three. And the
breakfast,
kids get a
lunch,
kick
dinner.
Out. Yeah, exactly. It's National Pizza Day. If you're ever going to do that, that would be the day to do it.
Now you have, well, I think your daughter's two or three and your...
two girls. One's three, one's six.
They love pizza?
They like pizza.
I love it, though.
I think they laugh with how much I love it. Yeah. So they're into it. They, you know, like, I think any kid likes a slice of cheese pizza at a birthday party, you know,
sure. Whatever.
But now when we make it, they're really into that because they like doing the toppings and the cheese, and I give them a little piece of the dough to play with. Like, they're into that part of it. When it comes to eating it, they do like eating pizza. Not as much as I do, though. I'm the pizza king in the house.
What about your wife?
She likes pizza. Shannon loves pizza, yeah. So we're kind of like a pizza household. Yeah.
And she's from Long Island, right?
Long Island, yeah. Okay. So Long Island pizza is very interesting. When we first met, I thought it was going to be all like New York City slice style. But there's a lot of different places over there. And there's a lot of Sicilian. There's many different styles on Long Island. So I actually like, there's a place called Coliseo's that's unbelievable on Long Island. So the pizza there, I'm into it. It's a different style, obviously, than New Haven. It's more on the New York City style slice. But it's good. Long Island, we should do a Long Island episode one day.
You never know.
The next thing, also kind of related to National Pizza Day, is this chart that I found. So,
yeah, you told me about this. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I haven't seen this chart.
It's so funny. I think I get targeted on like my feed, like my algorithm. I just constantly get pizza stuff all the time, which I love. And then people send me stuff, you know, on Instagram and stuff. So this is the latest U.S. pizza industry statistics.
Okay.
So it's from a source, scottmax.com. Not sure what that is. I printed you a copy.
Thank you.
I'm gonna hold it up to the camera right here. You probably can't read the fine print, but you get the gist of it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go clockwise from the top. So I want to get your thoughts on each one of these stats. So these are the latest industry stats for pizza. $46 billion. This is the worth of the U.S. pizza industry.
$46 billion.
The pizza industry in the U.S. is worth $46 billion, with a B, billion.
It doesn't surprise me because pizza in general is on the huge rise. New Haven style is obviously kind of riding that wave.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really a cool lifestyle thing because you can order it, you pick it up real quick, you eat it, it feeds the family, it's fairly affordable. So it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. $3 billion with a B, total amount of pizzas eaten by Americans yearly. 3 billion pizzas. How many pizzas do you think you eat in a year?
Me? 100, probably more. Like complete pizzas, probably.
Yeah, I think I'm probably. So you got to think too, like if you just have a slice, they start to add up. So you have a couple slices. You know, how many, I guess, large pizzas do you think you eat in a year yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm probably at 100.
And a billion, if I'm not mistaken, is 1,000 million.
Correct.
Which is a ton.
That's a lot of pizza.
Of pizza.
And this is just the U.S. This isn't even worldwide. So, I mean, those numbers obviously will be astronomical. So, next number is 93% of Americans eat at least one pizza per month. Okay. I think I have pizza once a month.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm probably more once a week.
Yeah. So, yeah, on average, 93% of Americans. Makes sense. Everyone loves pizza. 61% of pies are sold by independent pizzerias.
61%?
61%. I feel like that's a good number.
Yeah, it is a good number. And I bet you if you kind of granulated that, most of the independents are probably on the coasts.
Yeah.
West Coast, East Coast. And then I know a lot of Middle America, unfortunately.
Chains.
Yeah, Domino's, Papa John's.
It's a situational pizza is what you called Domino's.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not even. That's a whole nother conversation.
But I like that it's above 50. So like 61% I feel like is great for independent pizzerias.
Yeah.
36% of all pizzas include pepperoni.
Okay.
I'm a fan of pepperoni, but I'm a cheese guy. I need that cheese. Yeah. The first place if I go to a place for the first time. Now, if they have a great specialty pie, I'll eat it, obviously. I'll get toppings. I like toppings. I know there's been rumors out there that I don't like toppings.
Yeah. You know, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I think you're pretty much a cheese guy.
I'm a cheese guy first. Cheese, gold medal slice. I'm a cheese guy first. But I'm not opposed to toppings. I know some people are opposed to toppings.
Listen, all I know is I was graciously invited to your 40th birthday party, and all your buddies threw you right under the train because Kevin doesn't like toppings.
Well, I'll let my mouth speak for it.
We go to Kevin's house. Toppings. He doesn't put any toppings on the pizza. That's what they told
me. Not true. I put pepperoni.
I'm just telling you what they told me.
I've done like a white pie with like a prosciutto and ricotta. I've done that before. I get fancy.
Yeah, but before is one time.
The cheese goes. No, the cheese goes first. Then I get into those other pizzas. Okay, 50% of all pizza orders have cheese as the only topping. Just what I was talking about. 350 slices are consumed every second.
350 slices a second.
In the U.S.
Yeah. See, to me, that actually seems low. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people in the country. Yeah, it does seem low. You're right. Yeah. 13% of the population eats pizza on any given day.
Okay.
13% seems low, but I get it. So there's days that, that you're mixing it up, you're not having pizza.
Yeah.
January is actually peak pizza season in the U.S. I don't know how much I believe that.
Yeah. That's tough because a lot of people don't want to get out of their house and, but I don't know. I mean, it's actually a question we could ask Sarah.
Right, so on the next episode, yeah. But I do think January, to make the argument for it, I think after the holidays, people are kind of burned out from cooking.
No one wants to cook. Yeah,
exactly. And so I think maybe January, they're like, oh, let's just get a pizza. It's easy to start the year off.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, National Pizza Day is in February. So I feel like February should be the month because you got the Super Bowl. You got it feels like a pizza month. Winter feels pizza to me. Although everyone always says National Pizza Day and this January thing, but pizza in the summer I love too. Sitting outside at a place and having pizza is amazing.
Yeah, because I got a big pizza oven in my backyard, and so having people over and making pizza and best especially the spring and the fall is just I love actually because I've got a wood fired oven. I love just going out there and preheating the oven and you let the smell and it's just It's like camping, basically, but in your backyard.
Yeah, pizza's a 12-month a year thing. 100%. Last stat here is 75,000, which is the number of operating pizzerias across the country. 75,000. Do you feel like that's high or low?
I think I would, again, I think I forget because we're not from the Midwest and it's a much bigger area. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the numbers are in Connecticut or in New Haven or even New Haven County, but I mean, I would think there was hundreds of pizzerias just in New Haven County.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
I would like to see the stat, and maybe I'll try to find this for a future episode. Of this 75,000, I want to see each state and see what, because you're right. I think Connecticut has to be, even though it's a smaller state, it's going to be way up there as far as the amount of pizzerias within the state.
Yeah, and I think obviously if people do their homework, especially the national brands, they're going to do a density, where's the most people. In East Bum, Wyoming, I guarantee you there's probably not going to be a lot of pizzerias.
Yeah, exactly.
But downtown New York City, there's probably one every corner.
Yeah. All right, so that's our chart. I'll post this on the chart social media, so if you really want to break it down and look at it yourself for National Pizza Day.
Check it out.
Let's get into some pizza news, local pizza news. So we always like to talk about, pizzerias that are opening, closing, changing, whatever, just to support these local pizzerias that we go to and that we talk about here in Connecticut. So one, I'm very familiar with all the Milford places because we both live in Milford.
Yeah, both of them.
Jimmy's a Beats. If you're familiar with the whole Milford pizza scene, they closed a few months ago, and they were saying that they were doing renovations or kind of rethinking the place. They didn't really get into details what was going to happen, but they just reopened a week ago.
Yeah, I think they opened 2-3 days ago. And I was hearing all kinds of rumors. Were they going to reopen? They're doing this, they're doing that. And, everyone likes to talk.
Yeah, right.
But the bottom line is they opened. And, we've been going there for a while. They've been around Milford for a while.
Long time,
it's a great family.
Yeah.
They're really good to the community. The pizza there is somewhat similar to Zupardi's because there are some, cross training that went on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think one or two of the owners were married to one of the Zupardi's sisters.
Oh, okay.
Who run, Zupardi's in West Haven.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves Zupardi. Everyone loves
they do love Zupardi's, but yes, Jimmy's
in Milford.
Too. Yeah, they're great. The pizza's awesome. They're always super nice when I go in there. And I love the family-run style, just like here where we're at today, Pasta Vest and Guilford. Like, I love that family vibe to it.
Yeah. And it's old school.
Yeah, totally. You walk in, you feel that old school pizzeria style, the smells, the sounds, everything. And their social media had the pictures. I haven't been in yet since they renovated it, but it looks fantastic, what they did to the inside.
Yeah, so it used to be, like, I think, a very musical-themed place. I think one of the owners loved the Beatles, so there was a lot of Beatles and John Lennon posters and things all over the place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's an old-school place, and I think it actually used to be a Dairy Queen or something back in the day. But the cool part about that is that, like, they have, like, a little dining room in the front, and then in the back they have a separate area for takeout because I think they do a lot of takeout.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I think that's really smart because a lot of times if you go to pizzerias and they don't have those separate...
They don't have it separated.
You know, it gets all jumbled up and so, you know...
Yeah, I do like how they do that. It's like that little separate, you know, holding area for the takeout as opposed to the dining room.
Yeah, sometimes we go there and it's right around the corner from Gulf Beach.
Yeah.
So we'll go there, we'll order some pies or pre-order them, pick them up, and then we just go to the beach and eat them down there.
Pizza's great for the beach.
Yeah.
Great beach food.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one, the pizza flight. You were telling me about this the other day. So explain it a little bit more because it sounds like an interesting idea.
Yeah, so there's a place in New Haven called Michelina's. Been around 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they're actually right down the street from Modern on State Street.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lady, Cheryl, that owns it now. It's had a couple of previous owners, but Cheryl owns it now, and I think her son runs it with her. And there's a guy that everyone kind of knows in Connecticut, Chef Ray. Mm-hmm. He's actually working there now. But she came up with this idea, which I think is freaking genius, is pizza flights.
Just like you get like a beer flight or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, they're kind of small little pizzas, 8-10 inches, and you can get as many different varieties as they have. So like if you want to, you know, you're going out on a date or you're going with your wife or whatever, mm-hmm. and you know, you don't want to get 3 large pizzas or, you know, you get 3 small ones and try them all.
That's cool. That's a fun idea. And also if you can't decide which one to get.
Right. And the pizza there is really good. The place is really cool inside. It's really well decorated. It's just kind of like that downtown New Haven kind of vibe.
And this is another good one. I feel like when people ask us, like, you know, I'm doing a New Haven pizza tour. What are the lines like? Is it going to be busy? This is another good suggestion because you're still getting the feel of downtown New Haven in a way.
Yeah.
But you can still try to go to the big ones, but this is another great one that people might not know about.
Yeah, and the oven at Michelina's is actually a wood-fired oven. Mm. So
as opposed to coal, right?
Coal or oil. Modern burns oil.
Oh, okay.
For their oven. So yeah, it's definitely... You know, if the lines are too long elsewhere, you can go down and check out Michelina's. Yeah. So definitely give that a shot. And I think she's going to – I just talked to Cheryl last night just on a separate issue.
Yeah.
And she said that since – I guess there's a video that someone had made, what an influencer.
Oh, okay.
And it went viral. And like she said, for the last 3 days, it's been nutty down there.
Oh, wow.
Like reservations – So I'm really happy for her because she's a good egg.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's crazy like me, but she's a good egg.
we'll have to head over there someday.
Yeah, definitely.
With them. So the next thing I wanted, this is like our shout out show. So the next thing is my daughter's school did a fundraiser for the school, but to where they give you a pizza kit and you make it with the kids. So you know you pay a certain amount, you get the pizza on Friday night, you start making the pizza, which I thought was fun.
I saw that on your socials.
And I hadn't heard of the place before, Proof Pizza, which is a pizza truck.
Okay.
That makes
in Connecticut?
Yeah, that makes these kits. And I'm not sure what town they're out of. They must be near Milford, around that area. And it's got the dough, it's got the oil, it gives you the sauce, the cheese, the Parmesan, and then it gives you all the instructions. And so it's funny, the way they instruct you on the sheet to make it is with like a cast iron on the stove and then to put it into the oven.
Okay.
But I was like, well, I got this pizza steel. I'm going pizza steel.
You got the real deal there.
Yeah. But the kids loved it, so shout out to them. And they have a truck. There was a picture of the truck. So we should – I was thinking this is kind of behind-the-scenes talk, but for a pizza fest.
Yeah.
We should see if they want to get into that. But, it was a great idea. It was fun. We did it with the kids with the toppings and all that. And I didn't have to pre-make the dough because it came in that. Usually I make the dough like 3 days ahead of time.
Did you have any toppings or just cheese?
It was just the cheese. Because, wait, it didn't come with toppings. Now, they did say...
I told you, man. You can't get around that.
They did say on the instructions that you could add your own toppings. Yeah. But I asked the kids. They wanted cheese.
Yeah.
So we did two cheeses.
So they have a pizza truck, and they have like a separate business of selling these kits?
Yeah, it seems like they have these kits. They must sell them, you know, out of their truck or their location. And then also do it for like schools and teams and stuff like that. It's like a family thing. But it was neat. It was a fun little, you know, thing to do with the kids, and it was quick. You know, normally when we do pizza night, if I'm making the dough ahead of time and making everything, it's sort of like more of a production. This made it like simple.
So. No, it definitely makes sense. And I am going in the direction that they went with proof pizza, you proof the dough. So that's probably why they did it.
Yeah, I was wondering what the name was behind the name. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's a proofing concept in dough, and that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I kept calling it pizza proof, but it's the opposite. It's the other way around. So shout out to them. The last thing we're going to talk about, I just came across this the other day, and it blew me away. Certain things I've seen a lot of articles, I've seen a lot of pizza, you know, news. Nothing really blows me away anymore.
And you're a music guy.
And I'm a music guy. This did. Ringo Starr of the Beatles.
Yep.
Up-and-coming band, the Beatles.
They just came out with a new AI song, which I'm not really sure.
They won a Grammy at the Grammys last
week. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they won a Grammy for, it was like their AI album or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Ringo Starr, drummer from the Beatles, has never had pizza, doesn't like pizza.
Mm.
Never had it. 84 years old, never had pizza.
Well, that's a shame.
Isn't that crazy? So I'm thinking we need to get him to New Haven. Like, he hasn't had pizza. His first piece of pizza ever should be New Haven pizza.
Yeah, that, or we had a couple episodes on Crazy Max from England, have him go and try one of his pizzas.
Oh, right, because exactly. Yeah, that's a better idea. We got to connect him with Max. But the reasoning in the article was because he said like certain things, like certain spices and the things that they put on pizzas, like he's allergic to or make him sick. But I was thinking New Haven style, there's not really a lot of spices like that.
No,
like,
there isn't.
Yeah, so and it's really just the tomatoes, salt. So I think Ringo, next time, if he ever comes to Connecticut again, I know he's been here a couple times playing, we got to get him some pizza. He's going to try it.
We got to get some char in Ringo's life.
Yeah, right. Ringo Starr. You know what another fun thing would be? To find people who haven't had pizza before and like have them come on some sort of pizza trail or the pizza tour or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you would probably get like all different ages.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously different reasons why they haven't had pizza. But if they just had never tried it before, it would be fun to find somebody who's never had pizza.
Yeah. Or, and even you do like a New Haven style because a lot of people say it's burnt, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, have them try it. Like, give it a shot. Like, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you don't like it, spit it out. But, you know, try it.
And National Pizza Day, you can try it on Sunday for National Pizza Day, February 9th. So that wraps it up for this episode. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Make sure you follow on YouTube, any podcast platform that you use. You can see us there, so all the social media. And big thanks to Pasta Vest here in Guilford. Episode 28 is going to come out in 2 weeks, and we're going to have the big interview with Pasta Vest, which is great.
We don't want to thank him yet because we got to see how the pizza is.
I can smell it already in here, so it's going to be great.
No, you won't be disappointed, I'm telling you that.
But happy National Pizza Day, everybody. Enjoy it on Sunday, and next time you see us out, get a sticker. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.